Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. Welcome to the Michelle Collins Show. It's my show, and I'm thrilled you're here. We're going to be bringing you episodes every single week with different co-hosts, the same usual nonsense, off-the-cuff humor, news, advice, pop culture. I know it's a novel concept for a podcast, but what can I say? I'm an innovator. That's what I do. You'll be getting episodes every week, but if you want to hear daily episodes, you can head over to my Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/MishCall, MichColl. I have co-hosts every single day. It's funny. It's loose. It's authentic. I do weekly episodes with my mother. If you're curious as to how someone is made this way, I highly recommend tuning into those and some video content as well, which is exciting. I'm off to contour, but I want you to enjoy this episode. It's fabulous. We adore you and we look forward to seeing you over on the Patreon. Hello, everyone. It's Michelle Collins. It's Midnight Snack with me, Michelle Collins. God, intros are just the worst. And I'm here with Dan Acton. What a great way to kick off our big return show. Dan Acton is here. Hi.
Hey, Michelle. At some point, we should think about it like 30 seconds before we start. What would be the best way to intro the show and really come on?
Do you want me to redo it? I can take it from the top.
Like, well,
I'll take it from the damn top. No, I mean, I think saying the name of the show and my name is pretty much standard how it just starts. But I felt very, I just felt very like game show host. There was, you know, on the cruise, we went to The Price is Right, which was actually really fun.
What?
You know, on the cruise, they have The Price is Right.
I didn't know that.
By far the best onboard entertainment.
Wow.
There is. And my dad got called down, but there was a host there. I'll tell you about it. We were like shitting in our pants, but there was a host and he actually was good. His jokes were bad. Like, he was not a good comedian, but he was a good, he kept the energy right for what it was, you know? Right. But then it was funny because I would see him just on the boat in normal clothing. And it was like seeing the your high school principal at the mall. Like, it just didn't make sense. Like, I don't want to see him out of his suit. Like,
yeah.
It weirded me out. Like, he was like, you know, going on an excursion. Like, no, that's not what you're going to do. But anyway, my dad got called down and we were like screaming. I mean, of course, we're so excited.
Of course.
And I was thinking like, God, cause you know, I love Price is Right. I watch it all the time. And I thought, oh, would I have done better than my dad? So they wheel out, and the whole audience was from Miami, and they wheel out the prize. And they have real, it's funny how they work it. Like, they have prizes that they clearly use for just the shows that they're not going to like give someone to take home, you know?
Right. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the prize that my dad had to bid on, which was not what he would have won if he got it right, was to get out of contestants row, was, you know, those globes that are made of like lapis lazuli or however you say it.
What?
They had these.
What is that?
Do you know how they have those marble globes? There are certain stores in Midtown Manhattan where if you wanted to buy a marble blue globe made of, you know, like the ocean is made of stone. Like, there, it's just made of beautiful stone. It's not
like an ornament,
but no, it's a big globe. It's like in a big golden caddy. Do you not know what I'm talking?
Wait, you mean like one where you can like lift it up and it like there's drinks inside?
No, like a globe, like something you put in a man's office.
Yeah.
Just as decorative kind of a thing. But it looks like it's made of precious stone. Like, the blue ocean looks like lapis lazuli, or the green is jade or what have you. And it's anyway, so we see this thing, and I've only ever seen these in stores that also sell, you know, animals that have been killed and stuffed, you know, it's like that kind of a thing. Like taxidermy buffalo heads. And then this thing, you know, so I'm going to my mom. I'm like, that thing is expensive. Like, that costs money, you know, it's a lot. And I said, and I was like, I would call $600 for that, you know? Okay. And so they're going down the line and my dad says 600. It was like ESP, right? He goes 600. I'm going, yes. Like, amazing. And my dad had like funny banter with the guy, because you know the stress is that your entire family name is going to be embarrassed when something like that happens. And he was saying to my dad, oh, Mr. Collins, like, what did you do before you retired? And my dad said, I was in advertising. And the host said, really, have you worked on anything we would know? And he went, no. But it was like very funny. The timing of it was really good. Got a laugh out of the crowd. Anyway, so my dad bid 600 on this big marble earth. And right. I was like, so excited, like, oh, he's going to make it up. And then the other idiots there were like 210 and like 150. Mm. And then they read the thing out and they 250. And I'm like,
oh, really?
There is no way that thing costs 200. World? I almost wanted to protest. On what planet does a marble globe cost $250? Like, that is a lie. In fact, I'm going to look him up right now because yeah. I know that's wrong. Hold
well,
on
maybe it was like quartz.
No, but that's even still though. Marble mm. globe. Hold on. Yeah. I don't even know what you call these things. That's the funny thing. We have to call like some Lhasa old Apsa? Persian guy. Huh?
Lhasa Apsa. What did you say it was made of?
Like an Afghan hound. No, it's here. It is an amber. No, this is not what I'm looking for. Listener, what would you call this thing? It's like decorative globe. Let's look it up. Office globe. Anyway, so my dad did not make it into contestants row and they gave him, I was pissed. And they gave him a t-shirt that was a size medium, which also like on that cruise, like the lone 8-year-old who's here. I mean, no one on this cruise is a medium. Let me assure you.
Wait, what was the final like, the showcase showdown? What was the final?
Oh, so listen to this. Yeah. I'm in the process of Googling these globes. I don't know. It's impossible. You have to go to like some antique store. It's impossible to figure out how much these things cost. Anyway, the final thing was a car, except it was like they didn't obviously drive a car onto the thing. It was a digital car. But if you got it within, I think 100 or 250 of the price, you won the car. They were going to give you a real car.
Oh,
imagine?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's exciting. Yeah.
That's cool.
And then people got up there and they were just like not excited. I'm like, you know, if you're going to walk your ass into this theater, you better fucking pretend to be excited. There was this woman. Oh, she was horrible. There was a woman who had a bunch of kids with her. Teenage kids, ugly kids, like not that it matters, but really just some hideous kids.
Sure.
And I stood behind them when we were boarding. I think actually in Amsterdam, they were in front of me and they were just, you know, when just people are annoying, you know, there's so many people on the planet when you think about it. It's amazing we're not even more different, isn't it? Given how many of us there are. Mm-hmm. It's actually a miracle that some of us don't just like sing all of our answers or just like barf on command. Like, it's crazy that like we don't, I don't know. Okay. It's just, it's,
I got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
No, because when I see people who behave like piglets, I'm like, how are these people behaving like piglets? And then I'm thinking, Michelle, there are what, 8 billion people? I mean, how many billions of people on the planet? Like, you're lucky they're clothed and showered at this point.
What are the odds? Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so the mom of all those kids got called up. And you know, when someone is so blasé,
oh, yeah,
blasé fare, just like, I don't know, $5. I'm like, bitch, get down from there. Say it with conviction.
That rice-a-roni is,
yeah,
$3.69.
I would have been I would have had so much energy. The San Francisco treat. I would have been so excited. The guy would have been so annoyed. The host, he would have been like, ma'am, you gotta meow, 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 meow mix. I would have meowed it. I would have said, how much? I don't know. I would have really, really given him a show. Something else very funny happened. I've really been saving this for you because I gave a cruise recap earlier in the week, but there just were some things that I needed you to be on the other end of the line for, and this is one of them. So you don't think maybe I told this, you know, my brain is so fried, honestly, from if I told this, forgive me, listener, but I don't think Dan heard it. So just let me tell it again. I don't think I did, though. Okay. We went to see this singer and I may have told it on the air. We went to see the singer and he was billed as having sung Phantom of the Opera 1,000 times. And so we were really excited, like, to see him sing Phantom because we love Phantom.
Sure.
And then he gets on stage. And first he sang a song from Oliver, but like not one of the good songs. I don't know Oliver at all. My parents love Oliver, so they know it by heart. He sang like
Food, Glorious Food.
That would have been great. I would have sung that at The Price is Right. The second that Rice-A-Roni came out. Food, Glorious Food, please.
That pops into my head sometimes when I go into the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah. Like all dorky. The
It's so sweet. No, he sang some song that like it was a spoken word song. It was almost like Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, well, it's a conundrum and a thing like this, you know, one of those kind of songs. God. I believe if I think I hate songs like that. Anyway, then we're like really gearing up for him to get he just was singing the worst songs. And so finally he's like, well, he was a Welsh guy. He goes, well, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, I'm just excited to be able to bring to you now a song from Phantom of the Opera 2. Phantom of the Opera 2. He, can you believe he busted out a song from the quickly canceled Phantom of the Opera 2. I don't think it lasted on Broadway for more than three shows. I mean, they snatched it so fast off that stage. And I turned to my parents and I said, maybe they can't afford the rights to the real songs.
That has to be it, right?
I mean, has to be, right? Because who in their right mind? So hold on. So he's saying that. Then he's saying, now this I did like, you know, I'm not a huge Elvis person. I say that, but then I like love every Elvis song. So I'm clearly lying. Okay. But he's saying American Trilogy from Elvis, which I do love.
Oh, okay.
That was fun. And then he got into all this Queen stuff. And the Queen stuff, I love Queen. Do sure. not get me wrong, obviously. But what happened about two or three songs deep into that is you realize that this was a guy who really wished he had had a rock star career. Like it was almost, it almost got so dark by the end because he wouldn't stop singing Queen that you were like after the third song,
enough.
It just felt almost as though if, you know, you have a single uncle who was a loser who like never got his shit together and then wouldn't get off the karaoke stage.
Yeah,
exactly. That was what it was giving for me. And it was not fun. And my mother, now, you know, Judy, obviously, and I will for sure take this up with her on the show when we have her. But my mom was really getting pissed. You know, Judy, we didn't pay, we didn't pay for tickets to this. We literally walked in. We paid to be on the boat. But we just walked our asses in. There were plenty of seats for everyone. So we took some good seats. We sat down. And my mom is getting progressively more and more pissed. The worse the songs got. She's looking at me, what is this? Anyway, about a day or two later, we're on the boat. Where the fuck else would we be?
Yeah.
And we're by the elevators. And the door opens. Ding. And who steps out but the singer? Older guy, probably. This might be reading him because he may be like 55. I would say 65, but older-ish, handsome, stout, big stomach, but always in a blazer, which always looks good on a man. Love that.
Yeah. Yep.
And my mom goes, oh, excuse me, are you the singer for the show? And the guy, I mean, he was such a fucking cheeseball, like beyond cheeseball, you know? And he went, oh, yes, it's me. Like, well, I have to do Irish accent, even though he's Welsh, but that's like the only thing I can capture, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, it is me. And my mother said, ask you a question. Now I'm standing there and I'm like, oh no, it's going to happen right now.
Close the doors.
She goes, I'm going to ask you, how come every song that you sang was like not the hit? You know, you never sang the hit. Like, she goes,
oh,
I know. Oh my God. I was now people, you have to understand something. People love Judy. She's funny. I know that. Obviously, that's why we do our little show together. I get it. But my mom can be very mean. Like, I love her, and she can also be the nicest person. But this wasn't a nice thing to do. I got
that
mad at her.
Did he jump overboard? I would have. Yeah.
And I actually got mad at her. You know, listen, often the energy that I have to bring when hanging out with my parents, specifically my mother, is softening whatever they do, you know, and policing.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens even on the show when my mom comes on the show sometimes, where I can never really let my guard down with her because I'm so sure she's going to get herself canceled somehow
that
I'm like always like gripping, you know, fingernails in the table, like, fuck, you know, I can never really just let loose, have a good time. I always have to be a little bit on edge.
Well, imagine if somebody came to you after like a show and was like, Michelle, great show. Why don't you ever just go for the laugh?
No, that's exactly what it is.
Like, what?
No, I was actually, what I told her, because I got pissed at them later, and I'll get back because I'm not even done with the story. But what I told her is, Mom, if someone comes up to me at Joe's Pub, and please don't do this if you come to see me even as a joke, okay? If someone comes up to me and says, oh, yeah, you know, we flew in to see you. Why don't you tell that story? We love that one. Why don't you get on stage and tell that one?
Yeah.
I would be apoplectic. Like I would say, get out of my, I would have been so rude. He was so gracious, to his credit. Yeah. The guy was so nice, but I was, she went, you know, for example, Oliver, there's so many good songs in Oliver. You got Food, Glorious Food and Get Me to the Church on Time, whatever. That's My Fair Lady. But you know what I mean? She's like some other song like that. Yeah. And he very measured. He goes, well, you know, those aren't solos. Like this was the only solo song, like whether that's true or not. He's like, you know, this is the only solo song. And then she goes, the opera we heard. Is it true? Wait, she goes, is it true that you were in over 1,000 Phantom of the Operas? And
as an usher.
Reliving this right now is so hard for me. I don't even think you understand what I'm feeling telling the story. She goes, is it true you were in over 1,000 Phantom of the, and he goes, yes, it is true. Yes. You know, very like, yes. In fact, she goes, where in London, in New York, you know, she was like digging. I'm like, this bitch, for who are you doing this for? My dad and I, we're not laughing. Like none of us are finding this funny. It's not a good look. Like, please, you know? Anyway, she goes, but with Phantom, you know, we were expecting, oh, there's so many beautiful songs in Phantom. Why did you sing a song from Phantom of the Opera too? And he goes, which by the way, that is valid. And in fact, yes, that is a question that I am curious about because seriously, don't bill the guy as Phantom. And then he busts out with a song none of us have ever heard in our whole lives. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It may not even have been from Phantom of the Opera 2. He could have made it up on the spot. We don't know. No one knows. And he went, well, the problem is, you know, in Phantom of the Opera, you have Christine is in all the songs. You know, you have to have a woman there to sing it with you. And then, you know, then this and that. And so there's only one song, Music of the Night. And then he goes, you know, you missed because this was you were at the third show. The first two shows, I sang songs from Phantom. I sang songs from, you know, all the hits from blah, blah, blah. We were like, I mean, that is hilarious, actually, because I'm thinking, well, why were we in like the bitch third show? Why even have the third show? Why do that? Like just.
You were in the bad show.
We went. Yeah, but why? Listen, the show was half full. Why change it up? Sing the same Fakakta. Let me assure people who are coming to Joe's Pub, I'm doing the same show 5 nights in a row. There is going to be a little aberration if you see me more than once because of how my natural style is, but you're getting the same picks, the same songs. I'm not giving the third show different B-side stories. You're all getting the same thing. So why are we changing it up? Anyway, I stood there and I said, I mean, my face was Sanrio surprises, like Kuroko the frog, round-eyed, smiling, you know, anime cheeks. I said, we love the show so much. Thank you. So you were wonderful. You know, sweetening, like
yes.
Because I was dying, obviously.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you were wonderful. And you know, I gave him a look like, you know, sure, with my mother, sure. Like, don't, you know, I said, you were great. We loved it. We loved the Queen. We loved the Elvis. Like, it was wonderful, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so then he leaves and I'm like, you are such a bitch. Why would you say that to him? That's not nice. You think it's going to change what he does?
Right.
It's not going to change anything.
No.
So get this. So then the last night, I mean, it's funny because there are so many good stories that I'll just tell you off pod because I've already talked about them all. But the last night I befriended a very lovely girl from Scotland who the very last day that we were there, she was traveling with her dad. We were both laughing how, why didn't we meet like 5 days ago? Cause we had no one to go out with. You know what I mean? Like we were just like two like sad ladies, you know, on the boat. Anyway, and she was very cute. So we were together having a drink and he liked her. So he came over to flirt with her. And of course, you know, the story of my life, by the way, like this is, I'm telling you, happened at dinner. I don't even want to talk about it. Happened at dinner the other night too, where I was with a friend of mine who's very pretty. And like these two guys start talking and they jumped. Not that I'm putting myself down by any means. I'm not. I feel great. I'm just saying when you're with a man who then jumps over the table to introduce himself to your friend and doesn't even ask your name, that's not nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I was up and out of there within, I want to say less than 30 seconds. The point is this. Uh-huh. It's not easy being me. That's what it's about. That's how I'm opening the big show. No, so he came and sat with us and he was like definitely sauced.
Oh,
and
okay.
Well, because I had actually seen him there at the bar another night. by himself drinking. So maybe that's why them B-sides came up, because couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's basically like nightly karaoke for him. And he just lives in this like amazing fog where he's like a celebrity.
Yeah.
On the boat. That's kind of amazing, actually.
It's actually genius.
Permanent gig. Yeah. Oof.
He was like, yes, it's me. Anyway, so he was chatting with her, and then he was like so full of himself. The way he was talking and the way he was like flirting, and I can't explain it. Like, and he remembered obviously my mom, and he was like, oh, your mom's really funny. And I apologized again. I said, I am so sorry, you know. And then by the end, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of glad my mom did that. By the end, I kind of got to know him, and I'm like, oh, this guy sucks. Like, I'm kind of happy, you know, that my mom kind of gave him a little shit, because he, I don't know, he was just like a little bit gross. He wouldn't let us leave. He wouldn't stop talking. Like, it was just like, oh, please let us go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that's what I was trying to tell you.
I mean, I saw like another musical experience, actually, that I'm not, I don't think you would have liked to go to, but I thought of you.
What was it?
I saw the Britney Spears musical.
Oh, Anne Juliet?
No.
There's another one?
Is apparently good. This one is all Britney Spears. It's the Jukebox Britney Spears musical, Once Upon a One More Time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's set in the world of fairy tales.
Oh, okay. How was it?
So, I mean, it was like, I thought it was like, okay for like a middle school show. Like, it was obviously made to like send out across the country, and everybody knows these songs. I don't think there's any swearing. It was like just a kiddie show. Like, there's a role where it's like, yep, the lunch lady will come out and do this role, and everybody will laugh. Like, I think it's so stupid. So it's basically like Into the Woods.
Okay.
But, well, sort of like Into the Woods, but in the fact that there's all these fairy tale princesses, it's all like Disney princesses, but they're learning empowerment through the songs of Britney Spears, which not a lot of them are about empowerment when you think about it, but
Stronger is,
yeah, I'm a slave for you is probably not,
I would say no, that is not an empowerment you know, song, like, that's disempowerment, you know, yeah, okay,
yeah, I would say but it was so funny about it was on Broadway, it's in this hotel, and like half the audience were from out of town, like I would say like middle-aged women bringing their daughters who were dressed up as like princesses. They were so excited.
Oh,
they're wearing
no.
their like hoodies that said it's Broadway bitch, which okay,
wait, I need that, go on. That's funny. Okay.
And then the other half were like semi-roided up like gay men who
like, that's where you felt, and that's where Dan enters the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I that's where I was. Yeah. Yeah. I was segregated seating. No, but like, it was so much fun because like half of the people were honestly enjoying it. Like every moment they're just like dying. And then half of us were just like laughing. Like it was just the dumbest show.
Oh no. Was like, it in a real theater?
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. It's on Broadway. It's in the Marquis. Theater, Marquis de Sade. I don't know, the Marquis Hotel.
Okay.
Whatever. None of the songs really make sense in the moment for the plot. Although it was funny, the evil stepsisters tell Cinderella to work, bitch.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I mean, once you listen to the song, it's like, it doesn't really make sense, but whatever, I laugh.
I do love that song. That's one of my big workout songs when I want to really get pumped and moving. Yeah,
That is a good workout
work,
song.
Bitch. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's disappointing to hear. I may see Guys and Dolls again before I go back to Amsterdam.
Oh, that's fun.
So it's just so good. I need it once again injected directly into my veins to remind me how to feel. I don't know if I'll have time to do it, but honestly, I was going to maybe go see Barbenheimer, like open with Barbie and see Oppenheimer. Oh, yeah. But
oh,
what?
Well, I was going to ask you, is that your order? You would do Barbie first?
That's what everyone says to do, Barbie first.
Interesting.
Now, I'll be honest, I was looking at reviews. Now, controversially, I am not a fan of Christopher Nolan. Sorry in advance. I famously saw Inception the day after I'd gotten back from Tel Aviv, where I was so jet lagged that it felt like someone was pulling my soul out from the top of my head. Like I was so tired. And then the entire movie is about sleeping. So I wanted to absolutely off myself. One of my least favorite movies ever. But I just don't like his movies. I liked parts of The Dark Knight. But my issue with him is that he's like Aaron Sorkin, you know, too much talking, too much screen time, no edit button. Someone whose ego, much like the singer on board, sometimes there are scenes that are B-sides. You don't need every scene. You can cut a little bit. And he doesn't know how to do that. So this movie is 3 hours long. And a Twitter friend of mine who is a critic for the LA Times, Katie, she said, I actually didn't like Oppenheimer. And I was just waiting to see one woman write about how she didn't like it.
Yeah.
Know that I'll hate it. That's all I need. One woman.
Do you think
woman.
It's like a guy? Yeah. Yes. Because it's like a guy director. Okay. I mean, like a guy's director.
Christopher Nolan is, yes. I just, listen, would I go out with him? Yeah, I would. I'm looking at movies. Let's see. Previous director. I didn't see Tenet. Did you see it?
No, I actually haven't seen that many of his movies. I've only seen The Dark Knight. I think that's, we saw Dunkirk together, right?
I think I actually didn't hate Dunkirk.
Yeah.
And that was everyone. What was that? Our first date?
Our headline was going to be Dunkirk checks out. Remember that?
Do I? I'm howling as though it's the first time all over again. Yes, of course. Oh, Dunkirk checks out. I'm going to kill him. I can't wait to see Dan so I can just kill him with my bare hands. I'm looking at, listen, Memento. It's fine. I get it. I know it's good. It's Insomnia. Don't know. Then you have Inception hated. Dark Knight Rises, not for me. Interstellar, didn't see. Dunkirk, fine. I just can't explain it to you. He's not for me. I heard Barbie's good, but I've decided that I'm not seeing Oppenheimer. I'm excited about my choice. It really feels good to know you're not going to do it to me again, Nolan. Not again. You've done it 5 times before, and I fall for it every single time.
I'm going to see, after reading a review, I do want to see Oppenheimer. I wasn't like crazily like I will see Barbie no matter what, but I think I'll see Oppenheimer first to get it over with because it's like 3 hours long.
I know that's tougher, my point. It's too much.
Barbie, you're going to see it first. Yeah.
Well, have fun. Not me.
Barbie for dessert.
I don't care about it. And you know what? I'm proud of myself. Will you see it and then tell me how it is? You know what she said in her review? That it's a lot of people just talking. It's just scene after scene of people talking. Now, I realize that you could describe most films that way. But no, because it's like, to me, it sounded like one of the bad episodes of Game of Thrones where they have to just get plot out of the way instead of actually have some shit happen. You know, just sitting there these conference calls with Peter Dinklage. I'm going, can we have something happen here? I don't want to have to sit for 3 hours and watch a movie like that.
I just read a review and they're like, they were saying that it's all about faces. So it's probably the same movie, but it's a lot of quick cuts, bits about watching these close-ups of faces of great actors acting and stuff like that. So, IMAX. So, you know.
All right. Faces in IMAX. Dunkirk checks out. Now, let's get to some news and some advice. I think we should take the rest of this episode over to Patreon. So if you are hearing this, head over to www.patreon.com/mishcall. You can sign up. I do daily shows, by the way, with Dan, with Abby, a lot of fun co-hosts. This basically happens every single day. People love it, not to brag. I also do episodes with my mother. That is the worst thing I've ever said. I also do episodes with my mother. It's like, mother, I don't like it. But anyway, go to patreon.com/mishcall. Check it out. There's a free trial available. You can go sign up. Won't cost you anything. And hear the rest of this fun app. We're going to get into some advice right now. And that's the episode. We hope you loved it. Again, if you want to hear the show every single day, go to www.patreon.com/mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. You can also follow me on Instagram, X, TikTok, all the things. Mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. I'm running myself into the ground for content, and I want you to be a part of it. So we'll see you over there. And thanks again for joining us. Bye, guys.